How's it going, Doug? So, I don't often post on social media talking about this and that, but when I do, I typically talk about metacognitive windows, operating systems for consciousness, primary patterns and principles of what is. I find that all of this leads to clarity and cohesion, which is so much more preferable to confusion and muddled landscapes. So there's really nothing extremely complicated here. Suppose we look at the 8 human windows, the octagon. I am here, this physical creature. What is this body? How is its presence? I look at that. Window number 1. Number 2. I see you. I see you. Into the horizon. What do I see? Do I have filters on? Distortions? Do I see clearly? What do I observe? What do I recognize? Simple awareness of that. Window 2. Now window 3. Impressions land within me from the environment. I feel. What do I feel? And are my feelings rooted in actuality, or do I feel based on my ideas and my memories? It's window 3. Window 4. From my feelings and observations, dreams, aspirations come into being. Where do they arise from? Where do they lead? What lies ahead of me? I look at that. Then I will. But what is my intention? What is my objective as I plant my pole and roots in the ground? And what is its impact? That's window number 5. Window 6. I work. I engage in diverse operations. I transform the world to my preference, really. That's what we do in our lives. We transform the world. We enter the workshop and we move things around into a more functioning arrangement. How does the work happen? How will I master the skills? And then that's number 6. Into window 7. We are integrating, we are distilling harvest time. Our essence, the fruits from our process and life cycle so far, into our inner pool, into our inner cauldron. We are boiling, we are refining. We are self-organizing. Window number 7. And window 8. Alignment. All of this harmonizes, all of this synchronizes, and the potentials you have processed in different fields of your life, they unify. It's a good thing. You get yourself together, you actuate your potentials. What are these potentials? How is your alignment? Is it absolutely clear, or is it drifty and ripply? Are you identifying with it, or are you simply letting it happen? Observe window number 8. Not so complicated. These are perspectives, these are vantage points of reflection and self-awareness. So, maybe boot up your windows for more perspective. If not, no worries. There is a tunnel for every one of us. And may we not bounce off the edges too hard in the process. But there's also an opening beyond the tunnel, right? Just snap out of it into a higher vantage point, and things may be different in our lives. Less confusion, less conflict, more reconciliation, more harmonization, a better flow, a more coherent stream within as without in the collective. So these are the windows of our awareness. And that's doggy dog. Alright.
So there's part number two to this transmission. Look it up. I try to keep this short. Also, ananda.icu, there's a website with supplementary materials. Go look it up if you're interested. Okay.